Welcome to CT Expert Insights. When your business needs expert advice on compliance issues, you can count on us. We provide tips, tools, and strategies to help you at every stage of your business's life cycle.
Hi, I'm Greg Corumbus. Our guest this week is Jace Harker, Senior Product Manager at CT Corporation. Today, he's going to walk us through organizational charts, what they are, and how they can be a major asset to your business. And Jace, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
What exactly is an organizational chart?
Well, an organizational chart is a graphical representation of your organizational structure in terms of your legal entities. So it's going to look like kind of a family tree of your organization. It'll start off with usually your parent entity, and then it'll show those subsidiaries underneath the parent entity, and then the subsidiaries of those, and so on down the chart. So it ultimately looks like kind of a family tree of what your hierarchy is in terms of your organization.
Talk a little bit more about what it shows. What information is encapsulated in the chart?
An organizational chart is going to capture information that's relevant for your compliance needs. So it's going to show, of course, the entity names, and it's also going to have information that you're going to use. So for example, it'll have the entity type, whether it's an LLC, a limited partnership, corporation, or something else. And it'll show the jurisdiction, what state it's in, if it's the United States or what country it's in. And it might also show information about, for example, the tax ID. And then, of course, an organizational chart usually shows information about ownership. So, for example, if Entity A owns 50% of Entity B, then that'll be labeled on the chart. And you might also put in more detailed information about specifically what securities are owned and the details of how that ownership relationship works.
Who should be using organizational charts, or who at least should be able to see these, and why do they need to?
So a lot of different people within the organization are going to be using organizational charts. So for example, the tax department will use the chart to look at tax liabilities and tax relationships within your organization. Your legal department and your corporate secretary, anyone involved in compliance, might be looking at the compliance requirements for particular entities. And then also, if you have external auditors, they'll be potentially needing to look at your organizational chart or portions of it for auditing purposes. And one use that we're seeing new recently, or at least upcoming recently, is KYC applications. So know your customer requirements, especially in European countries. Frequently, if you're working with a lender or a financer on a particular deal, they're going to want to look at, for a particular entity, not just the entity itself, but also everything in the ownership structure above that entity to see who has a stake in or control of that entity to better understand kind of the risks and compliance needs around that deal.
Let me do one quick follow-up before we move on here, Jace. How does a business owner know if they need an organizational chart? How much complexity to the hierarchy, as you mentioned, is necessary before this becomes an asset you really have to have?
Every organization is going to benefit from using organizational charts. Obviously, the larger your organization is, the more you're going to be using them. And we've worked with clients who have hundreds or even thousands of entities in their organization, and all of them ultimately can be drawn together in one chart, usually under one parent entity. The more, larger and more complex your organizational chart is, the more having a visualization of those relationships is going to be helpful to you when you're trying to determine what your compliance needs are, what your risks and liabilities are.
Jace, you mentioned a certain type of charts at the outset of our conversation, which company owns what and subsidiaries all the way down the line. Are there other kinds of charts? And if so, what kinds are there?
So there's many different kinds of charts. I mentioned an ownership chart, which is where you start at the parent entity and look at what's underneath it. And I also mentioned from the standpoint, especially of KYC requirements, the owned by chart, where you'd be looking at one entity and then the entities in a sequence going up from that entity, basically everything with an ownership stake in that entity. We also see a lot of the time that customers find it useful, especially if your org chart is large or complicated, to look at subcharts. So, for example, you might want to look at within your organization all the entities that are in a particular country or all the entities that are in a particular state or in a particular business division of your company. You might also be interested in looking at, for example, all the entities of a particular type. So for some reason, you might need to look at, say, all of your LLCs.
What is the best way in your mind to create a chart in terms of accuracy, ease of following and time efficiency, because as we've already described, some organizational charts can be very, very complicated. So what's the smartest way to go about creating it?
Yeah, creating charts can be complicated and a very labor-intensive process. A lot of clients that we have worked with typically use, they actually create the charts manually by using Visio or PowerPoint or another graphics editing tool. And you can imagine that for charts that are hundreds or even thousands of entities large, drawing that chart, updating the chart every time there's an acquisition or a change in ownership, this all takes a lot of time and a lot of manual work. And it also limits the ability to create custom charts on demand if you have specific needs for a particular deal. You need to look at just one section of your chart. Or if you have internal stakeholders who need to see just a portion or section of your org chart. It's very difficult with a manually drawn chart to kind of weed out all the things you don't need and kind of create a specialty chart for a particular application. So what we recommend is actually using entity management software, which will track all of the various information about your entities, and then will allow you to visualize your entity relationships in custom charts that you can make on demand.
So you just pump in new information to update it, and it automatically creates a new chart or an updated chart?
Exactly. You can just draw a new updated chart with all the latest information from your database whenever you want. And if you need to make a specific subchart or a filtered chart, then some software will allow you to do that too. But it's important when selecting a piece of software that you make sure that the kinds of charts that you need and the kinds of things you need to do, if it's filtering for subcharts or looking for different entity types in your chart or other things, you just want to make sure that the software will support putting in the information that you need and creating the types of charts that you are going to need to look at.
Well, that's a lot more efficient than breaking out the Sharpies. What's been your experience, Jace, in terms of companies keeping up to date with this? It's obviously critical, not only for their own reference point, but also for those that they're doing business and perhaps doing contracts with. Are they keeping up to date? Is the time-consuming aspect wearing on them? How have you experienced this?
We've definitely seen that it can be difficult to keep org charts up to date, especially if you have a large organization. Typically, it can be a big project to update the org chart every 6 months or every year. And the drawback to that is that, of course, you only have the chart available as of a particular date and time. So if you need to look at the chart as of another date and time, it's very difficult to do that. Of course, it's a lot of manual work as well, so it has to be planned and budgeted into all of the other work responsibilities that you might have for your division. So it's definitely can be a labor-intensive process, which, again, is why using software can be so helpful.
You mentioned the software. Any other advice you would offer to businesses that either have a lot to keep up with or are just getting started on this?
I would say just make sure you understand what your needs are, not only what you're doing with org charts now, but what you'd like to be doing with org charts. If you're manually updating your chart maybe a couple of times a year, but you frequently get requests for subcharts or owned by charts that you really have difficulty meeting, then that would be a need that you'd want to discuss with your compliance service provider and make sure that that they have a solution that's going to really work for you.
Well, our goal is to make life easier for business owners, and this is certainly one tool for doing that. Jace, thank you very much for your time today. We appreciate it.
Great. Thanks so much for having me.
Jace Harker is Senior Product Manager at CT Corporation. I'm Greg Corumbus, and for more information on this topic, please call CT at 844-787-7782.
With 125 years of experience, CT is here to help you at every stage of the business lifecycle.